A loud alarm buzzer sounds. I wake up. Where am I? This isn't my bedroom. I appear to be sitting in a public toilet cubicle. Did I pass out here? On my lap is a small alarm clock, reading 17 o'clock exactly. 5 p.m. I press the button, and the alarm stops. Underneath the alarm is a sheet of A4 paper with several diagrams and text boxes. Top left, a screenshot of a private video I recorded on my phone about a week ago, anally masturbating with a 10-inch realistic black skin dildo. Written underneath, a degrading quote I muttered to myself as I brought myself to orgasm. Sluts like me deserve to get groped on trains. Not that I believe in such things, of course. I'm a feminist. But you know, in the heat of the moment, in the realm of fantasy, sometimes sexist stuff is kind of hot, you know? I would jab forks in my eyes before I apologize for a real-life rapist, but as of late, I found that nothing turns me on quite like a well-written train molestation story. But somehow, I get the impression that whoever produced this piece of paper is not interested in mere fantasy. To the right of this clear blackmail material is an excerpt from a train timetable. I glance at it briefly. It's the details of the train route which starts at the train station in the city center, and which ends at a train station just down the street from my house. The next train to depart leaves in 5 minutes, and arrives just after 6 p.m. The train after that doesn't arrive till 6:30. Underneath this timetable is a message. At 18:30 today, your video will be uploaded to Pornhub, YouPorn, RedGifs, and Reddit, and your Twitter account. You've already been locked out of your Twitter and email account, rendering you unable to take the videos down for at least several days. There is only one way to prevent this from happening. What follows is a diagram of two rings, which I appear to be currently wearing on each of my index fingers. They contain embedded chips and sensors. When pressed together and held close to the laptop in my house, a passkey will be transmitted to the laptop, enabling me to run a script which will stop the videos from being uploaded. However, RFID chips have been sewn into the lining of my clothing. If either of the rings get too close to any of these chips, if either of the rings are removed, then the key will be deleted. That means, in order to keep the key from being deleted, I must keep my hands away from my clothing at all times. My heart rate rises faster and faster as I read the next item on the piece of paper. It's a screenshot of a Craigslist post. Grope slut, looking for anonymous fun. I have a fetish for being treated like a piece of meat in public. Sluts like me deserve to get groped on trains. Yes, this is real. Yes, I am a woman. If you want to be a part of this once-in-a-lifetime encounter, look for the woman boarding the train from Central Station tomorrow at 17:05, wearing a tight white crop top and tiny white hot pants, and no bra or panties. You'll know for sure that it's me, and I'm consenting to our encounter, because my top will have an OK2 printed on both sides in large pink characters. Don't miss out. I look down at my body. For the first time I notice that is exactly what I'm wearing. I've never been seen outside in anything this slutty. And to be honest, unless you count lingerie, I'd never been seen inside in anything this slutty either. Yet, if I want to avoid the public disgrace that I'd suffer if the video goes online, I have to go out there, into the station, onto that train, and I have to do it now. Trying to push myself to my feet, I find that I'm wearing an extremely impractical pair of shiny red heels, and I'm not particularly practiced in wearing high heels, and these are a good 1 or 2 inches higher than anything I've ever worn before. Fuck it. I would go barefoot, but if I move my hands near the heels to undo the buckles, it'll probably delete the key. I struggle for a few moments and try to use one foot to force the other, but the straps are done up too tightly. I don't have time for this. The train leaves in 3 minutes, and I don't know how far away I am from the platform. I unlock the cubicle door and step out of the cubicle into the empty train station bathroom. I'm too scared to even use the sinks to keep me steady as I walk towards the door, lest my hands get too close to my hot pants. I hold them to either side of my waist, arms outstretched diagonally so that I look like some sort of ballerina or tightrope walker. This is ridiculous. Who the hell can walk normally in heels like this? I reach the bathroom door and pause for breath. This is it. Once I leave, people will see me dressed like this, but there is no other option. I gulp and push open the door. The station is more busy than I could have possibly imagined. Everyone has just left work, and a throng of men and women dressed in business suits push forward with clear purpose towards the same platforms they go to every day. 10 or 20 people see me, their surprised and perplexed stares burning into my excessively exposed flesh like they have laser vision. They're strangers, I tell myself. Strangers I'll never see again. Let them look. It's better than the alternative. Mercifully, the entrance to the platform is right next to the toilets. I'm able to join the crowd of commuters ambling onto the platform, waddling precariously as I go, which is just as well because the train is already here, and people are already boarding. The cool breeze of the outside air hits my exposed belly. My nipples begin to harden, their shape becoming clearly visible through my tight top. My arms instinctively want to protect my modesty, but I have to consciously force them to stay away. Nobody's looking right now anyway, I tell myself. Everyone is focused on getting on the train. By the time I reach the doors, the train is full to the brim. I shudder to think what would have happened if I had hesitated any longer in the toilet cubicle. I would have been left stuck on the platform, unable to make it on board. As it is, I have to squeeze in, my exposed skin rubbing against coarse suit jackets as I try to take up as little room as possible in the carriage. I have to raise my arms above my head to keep them from being squashed by my sides. A moment later, I'm able to grab one of those handles that dangles from the ceiling to help keep you steady. I can hear a few more people managing to squeeze in behind me. Then the whistle blows, and the door closes. I've made it. We're all packed in like sardines. There's no space to move, and not enough room to turn around without disturbing the people surrounding me. My head is bent to the left to avoid being smothered by the back of the man in front of me. My view consists of several armpits of other commuters holding on to other handles, and I can see one man checking his phone. He is the only person in my view who can see what I'm wearing and not wearing, if he looked. But for now, he seems entirely focused on his phone. I relax ever so slightly, reassured by how manic the scramble had been to get on the train, that nobody could have possibly spotted me and followed me on. I've avoided the gropers, at least. Now I need to just try to stay hidden from as many lewd stares and camera phones as possible until the train arrives at its final destination. But then all at once, I feel an open hand press into the back of my right butt cheek and squeeze. I let out a silent gasp of shock. The hand isn't removed. There's no doubt. I'm being groped. It's happening. An array of mixed emotions run over me. Fear, obviously, because I'm being blackmailed by a mysterious kidnapper into getting groped by a stranger against my will. But also little tingles of curiosity and sexual excitement. You have to understand, this is something I've fantasized about. A lot. Sluts like me deserve to get groped on trains. Has, in recent months, become somewhat of a mantra I've been using to help get myself off. So yeah, add some shame to the list of things I'm feeling. None of these emotions recede as the anonymous man behind me proceeds to fondle my butt with his hand for what feels like forever. My mind races. Can nobody see this? I guess not. We're all packed in so tightly. I wouldn't be able to tell if anyone else was being groped either. Should I say something? Shriek out loud and make a noise until he stops? No. That could cause a massive scene and the train might have to be stopped, or perhaps I would be removed along with the groper at the next station and encouraged to make a police report. That would prevent me from getting home in time to stop the upload. Not to mention, my assailant behind me thinks I'm consenting to this. He doesn't deserve to get in trouble, does he? I can just endure this till the train reaches its destination, or at least until the train becomes less busy and I can move away from him, and I should. I grip tightly onto the handle I'm holding and wait to see what he does next. He's been groping my ass for about 30 seconds now, and since I've made no move to swat his hand away, he's getting more brave. A second hand grabs my other buttock. He begins kneading with unrestrained enthusiasm, squeezing them tight, spreading them apart, mushing them like putty in his hands. My butt is his plaything, an object for his amusement. God, why does that thought turn me on? And then, the idea that some part of me is enjoying this just reinforces that feeling of shame, which in turn just serves to arouse me even more. It's a vicious cycle. Being a natural submissive is a real weakness at times like this. His fingers begin to reach further and further forward, tickling the uppermost exposed parts of my thighs and putting subtle pressure on my pussy through my hot pants. I knew this was coming, but I still let out a quiet gasp, hidden by the loud noise of the train tracks. My nipples are already rock hard, jutting through the thin fabric of my crop top like bullets. I might as well be topless. Thankfully, the man in front of me who could see this is still engrossed in his phone. For now. I feel a knee pressing against my own knees where they are touching, clamped together. He wants me to open my legs wider so his fingers can get better access to the front of my hot pants. I immediately comply without even thinking, stepping so that my ankles are spread wide and his fingers quickly sneak further forward until he's rubbing my clit through the cotton with two fingers. Why did I do that? I don't even know. Was it fear? Was it my submissive nature? Or was it because I knew it would feel good if I let him touch me here? What is wrong with me? There's no escaping how good it feels, though. And now that he's touching me there, who knows how long it'll be until he stops. My knees are already beginning to shake, and I grip the handle even harder. His right hand leaves my buttock and snakes up my hip to cut my right breast, the one that's less visible to the man to my left. His thumb and index finger quickly find my erect nipple. He's now stroking my clit and tweaking my nipple through my clothes, and every moment is making me weaker and weaker and hotter and hotter. This can't really be happening, can it? His right hand retreats from my breast for a moment, and then I realize why. He's wriggling it up under my top, touching my breast directly skin to skin. His pincer grip soon returns to my nipple, now completely defenseless against his relentless assault. Up and down, clockwise, anti-clockwise. Both his hands work in tandem, one on my tit and one on my pussy, to send more jolts of pleasure up and down my spine. I'm getting so wet that I'm probably starting to soak through the seat of my hot pants. I wouldn't be surprised if he can feel it. God, what if the fabric's becoming see-through with my juices? I don't dare look down and check. His left thumb stops squeezing into my butt cheek. Oh no, what is he planning next? Don't tell me he's gonna... Oh no, he's slipping his hand past the fabric of my hot pants to touch my clitoris directly. He's got my clit sandwiched between two of his fingers and he's rubbing them back and forth faster and faster. My slick juices lubricating the motion. If it wasn't for the train, everyone around us would be able to hear lewd, squelching sounds. Can the man to my left really not see this? Is he really that engrossed in his phone, or is he just pretending? I do my best to stay as still as a statue, so as not to bring attention to myself, but it's easier said than done. When you're being brought closer and closer towards... The train pulls into a platform and the man's hands quickly retreat, rescuing me from my impending orgasm before it's too late. I have no idea what I look like, if I have a breast exposed or anything, and I can't bring myself to check. It's not like I'd be able to dress my top even if I saw that it wasn't on properly. The stop is still in the business district, so only a few people get off and there's some shuffling around as they do. More people squeeze on to replace them. After the kerfuffle, my position is unchanged. I'm still holding onto the same handle, and the person who's ended up squashed in front of me has his back to me, which is good news for my dignity, and excellent news for my molester, who recommences his finger-based assault with just as much energy as before. But instead of playing with my clit, he slips two fingers straight into my cunt. I'm so dripping wet that they slide in like a hot knife through butter. This is one step further than I expected things to go. It's too intimate, too invasive. And yet it's driving me wild with arousal. He grips me tightly from the inside and begins finger-bagging me to his heart's content, shaking his hand back and forth rapidly, as if his wrist was a high-powered vibrator. I'm close to the edge now, and he knows it. His right hand grips my breasts even tighter, manhandling it roughly, ignoring the nipple and just playing with my flesh as if it were a stress ball. And then I feel fingers stroking my clit, but not part of the tight grip of the man behind me. My eyes shoot down on the man in front of me, still with his back to me, has reached back with his left hand and found my exposed clit. Another molester? All I can see is the back of a jacket and a baseball cap. But that's enough to make me realize this is a different man than who was in front of me before the stop at the station. But it's too much. My utter surprise and bewilderment, it's superseded by my body's need to climax. I squeeze shut. My body shakes in their hand as my knees buckle. And the only thing that stops me from falling to the ground is my vice-like grip on the handle above my head. My arms support my entire body weight as my two suitors take me to heaven and back against my will in the middle of a packed commuter train. By the time I regain my senses, the train is arriving at the next station. This one's residential, and a decent number of people want to leave, but the man behind me doesn't release his grip on my pussy. No. Instead, he pushes his thumb inside my asshole to get an even stronger hold on me. I let out a startled ha ha ha, like someone who's just tried to eat something that's a little too hot. Nobody seems to hear. As the commuters file off the train, I'm frog-marched to one corner, the man with his fingers inside me treating me like a puppet to be manipulated to his will. The man in front of me moves with us, turning at the last moment and pushing my face into his chest before I can get a good look at him. I'm terrified of my hands falling too close to my clothes, so I still end up gripping onto his shoulders. I hear a few more people boarding the train, the doors shutting. The carriage is still overwhelmingly full of people, and who could notice us squeezed into a corner? Clearly nobody's paying us any mind because the two men continue their assault, undeterred. Four hands guide my shoulders and wrists down, down, before I know it I'm on my knees with an erect penis in each hand. This is my moment to explain to them that I don't want to continue. That there's been a big misunderstanding, and they should leave me alone. It sure seems like it. But why are both my hands already moving back and forth? My mouth opening to accept the first stranger's dick inside. In a flash, the moment is gone and my fate is sealed. Logically, I know what's being done to me is wrong, but I can never truly consent to this situation because I'm under duress. But in this moment, the submissive side of me is fully giving herself over to these two cocks. I came from their fingers like a slut. I'm serving their dicks like a slut. I'm keeping my eyes lowered, never looking at their faces, like a good little slut. And sluts like me deserve to get groped on trains. Thirty minutes later, an exhausted-looking woman exits the 1705 train from the central station, wobbling on her slutty red heels. Her tight white crop top is somewhat displaced, leaving much of one breast on show. Her tiny hot pants appear to be damp at the crotch, making her already tight camel toe even more pronounced. She makes no attempt to cover herself up, keeping her arms held wide at either side like a ballerina. Every eye is on her, every mouth held open wide in shock and disgust, as she click-clacks her way off the platform and out of the station towards her home, her face red with self-conscious shame. But there are no tears in her eyes. In fact, she appears to have somewhat of a shy smile.